Also weighing in today is one of my other students, Sophia. She is a student in Cabrillo College. Sophia Whitmore has this story about one person moving into the community as so many others have left California for cheaper digs. Find out more about what's driving the influx and the outflux of our county from Sophia Whitmore, right here on KSQUID.
The county of Santa Cruz is gaining some new residents and losing others. Recent years have seen a slight decline in the county's population. Statistics from the U.S. Census show that, between April 2020 and July 2021, Santa Cruz County lost about 3,069 residents. I asked Al Manzella, who owns a moving company in the Santa Cruz area, more about this. He had this to say.
So why do you think people are moving away?
I think maybe because the current housing prices, maybe quite possibly to just cash out and have the extra money.
So it could be that people are choosing to move away due to high housing prices. Manzella also noticed who is moving where from what part of Santa Cruz.
So what neighborhoods are people moving out of the most?
I'm finding a lot more on the east side of Santa Cruz, kind of near SoCal, just because, I mean, I would assume because the area is not as charming as maybe the west side would be. We didn't have as many people on the west side move out, but we did have a few, and the ones who did ended up moving to a lot larger homes, so.
But people from more expensive parts of California, such as the Silicon Valley, are moving to Santa Cruz County. Denise McCarney, a recruiter for a major tech company, is working from her home computer in a room in her house in Aptos, California. The room has multiple large windows that, from the right angle, provide her with a view of the distant ocean as she works. She started this idyllic new life in Aptos by moving there from Los Gatos, California, in 2020, after she started working from home due to the COVID pandemic. What made you decide to move to Santa Cruz?
I think it was a combination of things. My children had graduated from high school. I was working in high tech. COVID hit and I was working remotely. I was paying pretty hefty property taxes living in Silicon Valley. And all of that just aligned nicely to move to a different county. More affordable, closer to the ocean, slower pace of life. I never thought of being permanent. But now that I've been here about 2 years, it feels more permanent.
Denise has a positive view of Silicon Valley residents moving to Santa Cruz County. You know others who have traded the Silicon Valley lifestyle for Santa Cruz. How do you think that people moving here from the Silicon Valley has affected or will affect Santa Cruz as a community?
Well, I don't think it will affect it that much. I think the lifestyle here will affect the people that move here. And they'll realize the simplicity and the beauty of this county. So I think it will be a good thing. I think they will incorporate the lifestyle here.
My assumption was that people moving to the beach with high-paying tech jobs might be one of the reasons for rising housing prices. After all, they can afford big, expensive homes. But Denise offered a different perspective.
You don't think that people moving here with big tech jobs might raise housing prices?
No, I don't, actually. I think they come here for a simplistic way of living, and they will incorporate themselves into this environment. So no, I don't.
Still, it's hard to imagine Silicon Valley business people relaxing in Santa Cruz. Whatever the reason, the median cost of a house in Santa Cruz County is $1.46 million. This is according to statistics gathered by Redfin.com. These high prices aren't an issue for people moving in who can afford them, but they do have an effect on locals who can't or barely can. Thanks for listening.
That was Cabrillo College student Sophia Whitmore.